And now recording Taiwan Special Episode 2. Hope you're enjoying the new year. I am releasing these on schedule and recording them beforehand. Yeah, no, yesterday I said, you know, in the previous episode, I just finished a few minutes ago, but I tell you, you know, I love Christians and I love pastors, but I'm serious. What I said yesterday, Sunday morning has got to go. It's just so full of scandals. It's so, you know, I almost sort of think that marriage, oh boy, that's a tough one. Maybe I'd get married if government wasn't involved. And that's where the problem with Sunday morning. It's become this rigid framework, and so has marriage. And in a lot of ways, I do feel like Luke Skywalker, as I mentioned yesterday. All right, getting into the Saudi prince. What did we hear? We are again. What do I, as the American that lived in Asia 10 years, what do I think about the Saudi prince and all this mess that's going on with him? See, who are the people that are upset about America not breaking off relations with Saudi Arabia? Who are the people upset about that? That's right. They're the same people that say, okay, we have to attack Kevin Spacey as much as Kevin Spacey is going to expose things that are much worse going on in Hollywood. As much as Kevin Spacey wasn't like a Weinstein, my goodness, pedophilia. 14 years old is not pedophilia. Might be illegal. Not in most countries, I believe, actually. Illegal in the minority of countries of the world. But pedophilia is pre-adolescence. 14's not pre-adolescence. What a fake attack. That's where you know. Look, level the charge. Don't make it worse than what it is. If the car is running out of gas, don't say it's running out of oil when the oil's fine. Say it's running out of gas. Don't mislabel the charge. Don't make things more severe than they are just to try to get attention. You need to have accurate reports. If people don't pay attention to the warnings, that's their problem. You make sure that your alarms don't lie. When you give the message, you need to tell people what the truth is. But he's been mislabeled, had problems, but those problems were reported as something they weren't to try to kick in the character assassination machine. And the same people that want to hang Kevin Spacey out to dry. I mean, Kevin Spacey, he may bring down Weinstein even more and a lot of other people that might never have been brought out either way. Because Kevin Spacey was good as an actor. He still is. And he was in the circles and he knows. Kevin Spacey knows what's going on in Hollywood. And they hung the wrong fish out to dry for Fry. That was a bad mistake. You got all these people that are part of that, but they don't want bad things to happen. But Kevin Spacey might be their best friend if you're looking for scandal crackdown and exposing scandals. Spacey might be able to tell you why certain people kept those things going. I don't know. But as much as Spacey's going to do to destroy bad things and expose scandals, as much as he's going to do, all that machine is brainwashed and wants to attack him. Pardon my French. And they're the same people that are going to want to attack whomever for they're all upset about not breaking off relations with Saudi Arabia. Now, who are those people? You know, I said it yesterday. They're the ones that are brainwashed into thinking that if you don't have a government registered pastor, that you hate Jesus. In other words, what they think is that Christians shouldn't have a government regulated pastor in Sudan or in Yemen or in China. They'll go into China, break laws in going into China, mess with China, not knowing Chinese culture. Try to preach about Jesus against China's government. But oh, in America, you've got to have a government licensed pastor. I mean, pastors get a license from the state. Yeah. Those are the same people that are whining about the Saudi Arabia thing and that are going to be angry and want to crucify Kevin Spacey, even though he's going to expose all kinds of scandals that they never could. Now, what do I think about Saudi Arabia? Trump's right. If we call it what you want with Saudi Arabia, given to the machine, if we break off ties, try to crucify the Saudi prince for his sins, if we try to go after that, oil does get very expensive. So let me get this straight. Out of all the murders committed all around the world, a non-Christian prince commits murder, which is probably okay in his own culture with what he's been used to. Not as abnormal for him as it would be for us. I mean, it's bad, it's terrible. Of all the murders in the world, a non-Christian prince does something that's not quite as crazy in his own culture. And because of that one guy, forget everybody else, because of that one guy, we have to not be able to drive as many places and do as many good things in our country. That's it. That's the simple logic. And in order to make that happen, we have to say that we're Christians and that we're therefore going to exercise Jesus' teaching of non-forgiveness. Wait a minute. Jesus taught forgiveness. What? Okay, let me, you kind of get where I'm going with this. Now, I'm not going to sit there and try to persuade you with it. I'm just telling you that's what I think. You can come up with a million reasons as to why I think that that's what's going on. Look. It's been said it's better to be a live fox than a dead lion. Like you can sit around and throw rocks at a tank and justify stuff, but if you don't have the power to force something good to happen, destroying yourself in the process of attacking someone else and not making a difference isn't the biblical thing to do. Now, in the Bible, Christians are martyred and they die because they represent Jesus' name. How is insisting on non-forgiveness representing the unique, special thing that makes Jesus different from everyone else? Now, this might be something in the Bible, don't commit murder, talking about Christians among themselves. But trying to impose that on someone else and act unforgiving towards someone else, self-destructing in the process, not making a difference on the other end, that's not the biblical principle, but that's been the Sunday morning brainwashing. I'll tell you what, nobody wants the same brainwashed Sunday morningites to attack Kevin Spacey as much as the devil, because Spacey knows the devil's secrets. And Spacey now has a reason to tell them. The Saudi prince. If I was in charge of the Saudi prince, he might no longer be crown prince, but I'm not in charge. So I'm going to manage the affairs of my own house. If I was the international diplomat and the Saudi said, here he is, you got to talk to him, I would talk to him. Their country says that he represents them, that he's their head. Okay. Well, crown prince and king, and however that works. One more thought where this really goes on the Saudi prince thing. What this is, because I've enumerated some considerations. What this is really about with the Saudi prince. What this is really all about with the Saudi prince. God doesn't attack all evil in always, instantly, immediately, every time it exists everywhere. In fact, I mean, of course, the implication is, so why should we? But that's not the point. That's not what I'm trying to express. The idea that the Christian God's method would be for us to instantly attack him There, her, there, where, them, us, these people. The idea that you have to instantly attack anything that's bad everywhere, that's what Jesus came to preach. Attack all evil in sight as much as you can immediately. The idea that that's what Jesus wanted Christians to do. The idea that a good God would operate that way and or would want his people to operate that way. The idea of that goodness will instantly attack evil with no patience, with no look at the long-term picture for what the best way is to redeem everyone. Not saying that watering stuff down and compromising everywhere is the way to persuade people. I'm not saying that. But instantly attacking everything isn't the way either. But the idea that this instant attack, the idea that that's the virtue of the Bible? That is one of the lies from the pit of Sunday morning that makes people, non-Christians like J.L. Mackey, say the Christian God can't be real. Because after all, since this good God would instant attack all evil, hyphenated made up word there, instant attack. The idea that this Christian God should instantly attack all evil, and the fact that God apparently hasn't, means that God must not be sovereign, or maybe God isn't really good. And they use this. It's called the problem of evil. C.S. Lewis wrote a book about it called The Problem of Pain. Everybody knew what he was talking about. We don't have an evil problem. We have a pain problem. Everybody knew that from the title, because they people who know about, you know, the arguments about whether the Christian God is real or there's any God at all, it's called The Problem of Evil. People who know anything at all about that know about this, The Problem of Evil. And the argument of The Problem of Evil, the Christian God can't be real because he claims to be good, he claims to be all-powerful, but he hasn't instant attacked evil out completely already. Well, and he can't be real because those three can't all exist at the same time. Those three can't coexist. Therefore, the Bible's a farce and the Christian God ain't real. That argument is dependent on the lie that we should instant attack at this Saudi prince and drive up our oil prices no matter what, and spend all our money on something else instead of the good that we can do around us by leaving other people's matters alone and also leaving our own oil prices alone. To say we should attack the Saudi prince is to build up the case that non-Christians use against God based on a lie that's mostly propagated on Sunday morning. That's what I think about the Saudi prince. See you tomorrow.